I'm Cosette Vergeri. I'm an attorney and I'm a client of City National Bank. When I started my law practice, one of the very important things was choosing the right bank. The initial referral to City National Bank came from Richard Moon. He is my CPA.
She was looking to establish a banking relationship, and I had been with City National about 3 years.
There was a much more personal touch, much more interest in who I was as an individual, who I was as a lawyer, and what I needed to do with my business. And the online services are really great because I can manage my accounts from anywhere I'm traveling, which really helps me handle my business.
The referral did get me a date.
It did lead to a marriage.
I would never think of leaving City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step, a lot of evil, a lot of bad people, a lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them, a lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. That's right, the Coachella Valley, Palm Springs, Palm Desert, Indian Wells, some very conservative areas there in the Coachella Valley. Kevin Wall, the program is live and local now, and I'm so honored to have a guy that we've had on the show. I think he was on with us back in the CBS days. Hasn't been on since, I don't think, but he is Tim Phillips. He is the president of Americans for Prosperity. And for those of you that don't know what Americans for Prosperity is, Tim Phillips, explain what it is.
Kevin, we are an organization that wants to help every American live a prosperous life to achieve the American dream. We think that includes a little bit of everything at that point, doing some of the politics world, wading into some of the issues you're involved in, day out. It's policy battles at the state and local level. We have folks right here on staff. You know Juan Martinez has been on your show, I think, a number of times. Always troublemaking, Juan is. But we have full-time staff in 36 states, just like Nevada, working with volunteers from every walk of life to try to get good policies in place that can help people live better, freer lives. And we also do work in communities so that we make sure we have a conservative presence and a message in communities where, frankly, the left, they have all these community organizations that are taxpayer-funded. You know how that works. They have government employee unions that are funded, guaranteed, based on dues, although we hope the Supreme Court will maybe fix that some point this summer. We'll see. But they've got an infrastructure out there. We need an infrastructure on the ground fighting for freedom and prosperity and lower taxes and less regulation and letting people live their lives.
I want to ask you, because we've worked with Americans for Prosperity. I can remember back 4, 5, 6 years ago where we were out doing voter registration at grocery stores, and I'd be out there at 6, 7 o'clock at night registering voters along with the AFP members. And I know that the way you go about your business has changed a little bit over the years. Can you talk about what is the mission statement essentially the same, and how are you going to get to where you want to go with Americans for Prosperity?
The mission statement is the same. We want to help every American from every walk of life achieve the American dream. We think that individual liberty and freedom, genuine freedom and economic freedom especially, are two key foundational aspects, Kevin, you have to have if you're going to live a prosperous life, if you're going to genuinely achieve the American dream. And so we seek policies at the local level, the state level, the federal level, that actually do bring about economic freedom, individual liberty, and that make sure we're protecting the rule of law in this country. You know, I was in South Florida a couple of days ago. We were doing classes there, Grassroots Leadership Academy classes, which we do here in Nevada as well. And we were with people who are here permanently, and they want to become American citizens. They're here legally, by the way. You know, have green cards, they're here legally, and they want to become American citizens. We're helping them get ready for the citizenship test, which is a beautiful thing, and it was inspiring. And listening to their stories, these were folks from Venezuela, Honduras. It's troubling what can happen when the rule of law is lost in a country. And we want to make sure, I know it can sound far-fetched, we want to make sure there's always respect for the rule of law. And when we look at Washington, D.C., some of the abuses we see from different groups, you know, some of the stuff going on with the FBI you have to look at, it can happen here. You got to make sure the rule of law is respected.
I want to ask you about the Grassroots Leadership Academy, which is something you guys began a few years ago that I think it's the best thing you do. And it is, I will characterize it, you can tell us exactly what it's about. It essentially is developing that next wave of conservative activists in a community,
right,
that can then go out and train more activists, which I think is absolutely amazing. Can you talk a little bit about what this Grassroots Leadership Academy does, what it does right here in Nevada?
Yeah, I started with Americans for Prosperity right from the beginning in 2004. Sounds like a lifetime ago.
I know.
These young people today. But we started right from the beginning. And one of the things I constantly heard from activists was a valid criticism. They would say, you know, these groups come and go. They don't stick around, and they don't invest in us. They always want us to invest in them, to do stuff for them, to go knock on doors, to make phone calls, to do social media posts, but they don't invest in us, and then they disappear, they evaporate. They're here a couple years and gone. So we decided to do two things for sure. Number one, stick around. Build a genuinely permanent infrastructure. We've been in Nevada now. It's been at least 7-8 years
yeah.
now, and we're going to be here for the foreseeable future period. The second thing is we want to invest in grassroots activists. We want to help them become better activists. So we do a lot of training how to use social media to get your message out in a way that doesn't turn everyone off, right? I mean, there's a way to do it the right way, how to go out and recruit new folks. Also, we do a lot of class Grassroots Leadership Academy classes on issues. One issue that worries us is free trade. You know, that's something that's important. And by the way, there's no such thing as perfect free trade, but free trade's better than the alternative, in our view, protectionism. And so we want to make sure the underpinnings of free trade are explained to folks. And so we do classes on that. We make the moral case for capitalism. There's one for you, the moral case. We have a class. I was in South Florida again a couple days ago. I said it on our moral case for capitalism because activists, they get hit on that, especially from millennials. You know, millennials today, you've seen the polling data. I'm sure you've talked about
it.
They look at socialism as if it's some cool thing. And they look at capitalism as this stodgy old thing that may have been okay for grandma and grandpa, but is not good for them. We want to make the moral case for capitalism, and we do that. And if folks want to get involved in these Grassroots Leadership Academy, they're free. They meet locally at our field offices, and we're here in Las Vegas and also up in Reno. They go to our website, and the entire structure of those classes pulls up. You can get involved in them. Again, they're free. We want to simply invest in folks who want to become more effective for the causes they believe in.
So do you like or don't like the tariffs imposed by the president?
We don't like them. And here's why. Free trade is never perfect. We know that. I mentioned that a moment ago. But it's better than the alternative. And tariffs hurt American consumers, and they put government in the place of picking winners and losers in our economy. Right now, we've got the U.S. trade rep for the administration sitting in Washington, D.C., and he's picking and choosing which industries, which kind of products to slap tariffs on. In a $13 trillion economy, one guy, the trade rep's going, let's go ahead and hit this product.
Solar panels.
Yeah, solar. Yeah. Let's pick that. And then it all started with steel. You know, we wanted to prop up our steel industry. Now, I mentioned the early 2000s a moment ago. I can go back to the early 2000s and a Republican president named George W. Bush, he slapped steel tariffs on international steel coming in to prop up the American steel industry. It didn't work. A decade later, 15 years later, they're right back needing propped up again. And I hear the arguments, but the answer to China doing things that we don't like is not to jack up prices on the consumers that on the prices that Americans pay for products when they go to Walmart or Target or wherever they go to buy products every day or fruit. That's not the answer. The answer is to dig in and continue trying to find better trade policies. It's not to retreat behind walls, start picking winners and losers in various industries. And we think it's a mistake the president's making. And by the way, give me an example. Ahead. The Chinese have hit back at American agriculture, a crucial industry. So what are we talking about doing now? Propping up agriculture with subsidies. So more government subsidies for one industry, right? Because they're a victim of a trade war started to prop up another industry, the steel industry.
It never ends,
and it never works. Freedom is better. Freedom is better than having some politician, even if it's one that folks like, going, no, I'm going to hit this industry. I'm going to pick steel. And by golly, we're going to put a tent pole in there for steel, and we're going to protect steel. Why? It's a $13 trillion economy. Do you want to do that for every industry? That's not what you want government doing. I'm telling you, it's not.
You notice when Tim Phillips starts talking about freedom, he gets kind of excited. Have you figured that one out yet, folks? Tim Phillips joining us, the president of Americans for Prosperity, is in town. We'll find out why he's in town and exactly what he's up to coming up in just a couple minutes. Stick around. More to do. It is Friday all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It is live and local now.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso! That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available. Roberto's Taco Shop! Real Mexican food you like! Ah, it's going to be a glorious day!
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply costs. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herlihan. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764. And take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
Do you have dental insurance but haven't found a dentist you trust? Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're paying for dental benefits, shouldn't you and your family make the most of those benefits? That's why you need to call True Dentistry and make an appointment now. Since I moved to Vegas back in 2011, I've been proud to call Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry my dentist. In fact, I've never felt more comfortable in a dentist chair than I do at True Dentistry. Plus, True Dentistry knows you're busy, so they're open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Thursdays. Heck, I can even get my teeth cleaned before my show. And appointments are also available Fridays and Saturdays. Call them to schedule your free consultation and use the annual insurance benefits you've already paid for. Call True Dentistry at 702-434-4800. They accept all major insurance. That's 434-4800. 434-4800. True Dentistry is conveniently located just off the 215 at 9061 West Post. Or check them out at truedentistry.com. At True Dentistry, it's all about your smile.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We are the statewide program of record all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's called Live and Local Now. Good to have you with us. Good to have Tim Phillips on, the president of Americans for Prosperity. And
by the way, you're on seven places. I knew you win, okay?
I know you win. From humble beginnings. Absolutely. At CBS. I love it. Tim, let me just ask you, though, because you mentioned you differ with the president on tariffs.
Right.
And I'll bet you that's not the only issue that you take issue with the president. You know, we always talk that you really are a nonpartisan organization.
Right.
You're not a conservative Republican organization or even a Republican organization. But this is a good example of areas where you're consistent. You're true to your beliefs. Talk a little bit about how difficult that is sometimes, because there probably is a lot of pressure to conform, to be on board, to be on the wagon with the president and with the conservatives.
Absolutely. It's important to note, we're not the Republican Party. We're not. There is a Republican Party, and they have a job to do. It's to get their candidates elected. And that's a reasonable thing to try to do for the party, right? That's what you're supposed to be about, I guess. Our job is very different. It's to help improve folks' lives. By bringing forth policies that give the kind of environment in a country or in a state or in a locality that can let people flourish and have freedom and grow and be prosperous. So we're about the policies. So there are a lot of times we look at the president, the tax cut and tax reform package. That was a once-in-a-generation great accomplishment, and they deserve full credit. And we, I'll never forget, April of 2017, I was at the White House. They walked through the plan. It was the initial principles. And we went, holy cow, this thing is really good. Cutting rates dramatically. I mean, it was a – and we signed on the first day and supported that and worked hard to get it. I think about the regulatory rollback. This president has actually done more to eliminate regulations and red tape from the Obama era and even from late in the Bush era when they were doing some things they shouldn't have been doing on regulation and red tape. And we've supported those efforts. The Gorsuch nomination, my gosh, that was a crucial – nomination by the president, and good for McConnell and those Senate guys in getting Gorsuch confirmed in a timely manner. Then we get to this omnibus 3 weeks ago. They spent, what, $600 billion over the caps that they had agreed to.
$1.3 trillion.
In total, and I get $600 billion of that was above and beyond the caps. Every liberal program you can imagine got funded. Schumer and Pelosi are doing handstands, and we call them on it. It was an epic failure by Ryan and McConnell, and yes, the president for signing that. It's more, that one is more on the Congress because they never have gotten to a regular order budget. We've talked about that before. They promised to get to a regular order.
And by the way, regular order budget is the Appropriations Committee, all of these committees, all 12 or 13 committees, end up passing a budget.
Yeah, individually. Gives people more time to look at what they're doing. What a novel idea to be able to dig into a budget over the course of time instead of that. But so we call them on the omnibus. It's a bad policy. And then on the tariffs, we've from the beginning said they're a bad idea. So we're about policies. We don't get into the personalities, or we really try not to. I mean, we don't comment on, you know, the tweets that are out there or the back and forth every day of politics. And by the way, they didn't just start with tweets under this president. Politicians have been saying stuff that kind of are out there for my lifetime, right? I mean, go back and look at some of the stuff Tip O'Neill said when I was a kid, all right? We don't get involved in all the personality stuff. We focus genuinely on the policies.
I want to ask you, because you talked about the tax cuts, and I think the tax cuts are amazing. I was talking to my tax guy. We were doing our corporate taxes for Battleborne Radio, the organization that runs this show. And one of the things he said is, you know, next year under the tax cuts, your money is going to go way up. You're going to see a huge increase in 2018. I said, really?
Yeah.
That is amazing. Yet you still
a huge increase in your money you get to keep.
Exactly. Money in my pocket.
And by the way, Tuesday is tax day.
Tax day.
This will be the last time your listeners have to file their returns under the old system. There are 7 individual rates for listeners. They all know that, I'm sure. All 7 of them got a cut.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. That's a positive thing. We're already seeing some of the benefits of it, so we're excited about these tax cuts.
And yet next Tuesday, I got a release. I forget what the group is that is doing this. Here's the release. On Tuesday, April 17th, activists in Reno will host an event on tax day to call on Congress to repeal the Trump tax. I don't know how you justify that.
Yeah.
When people have more money in their pocket because of it.
That's a wonderful debate to have. If the left wants to debate why all 7 individual income brackets, Americans across every bracket, got to cut and get to keep more of the money, let's have that debate right now, because it's a good thing. And also cutting the corporate rate. I mean, no, that was a once-in-a-generation accomplishment. 1986 was the last time tax reform was accomplished. Reagan did it with a Democrat House and a Republican Senate. They got it done. This Congress and this president deserve a lot of credit. Now, it doesn't mean they can do whatever they want in 2017, but it is a genuinely, or 2018, but it is a genuinely important accomplishment they pulled off.
Again, Tim Phillips joining us. He is the president of Americans for Prosperity. I know this is a dumb question. Can you stay an extra segment? There's so much
absolutely,
else to talk about.
No, absolutely.
Tim Phillips with us in studio. And by the way, why are you here? That's what I should have asked probably at the top of the interview, but I always wait till later.
Yeah, I'm meeting with a bunch of our activists today. In fact, if folks want to come, 3 o'clock today at our field office over at 2880 Mead Avenue, 2880 Mead Avenue, we're doing a meet and greet, 3 o'clock to about 3:30, 3:40. And then it's a little windy outside. I get it. But we're going to go door to door, talk to some citizens here, tell them a little bit more about the tax cuts that happened last year and how they're helping. Folks can join that. But frankly, come out, meet our team, Juan Martinez, our state director, who's with you often, our whole gang, and our activists.
One of the things I love is that, and we see this not just here in the state of Nevada, but you are quick to, when a politician does something that is good, that is positive, that is consistent with your values, you call them out and you compliment them. You're not calling them out to rail about them. You're out to say, hey, thank you, Senator Dean Heller or whoever it might be, for voting for this bill or for that bill. Am I right?
Absolutely. If we only kind of beat up politicians when we don't like something they do, you become a Johnny One Note. And I don't think anybody wants to hear the person who only harps at the bad things. You ever had someone in your family like that? It's that aunt or uncle who kind of, that guy does this and I don't like. That gets old after a while. And we do have a policy. We try as hard as we can to make sure we praise people for doing good things.
More coming up. Tim Phillips, the president of Americans for Prosperity, and a great organization. We're going to talk about the news of the day. There's a lot of stuff going on. We'll do that next, live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. Great communities like Amargosa Valley, like Hawthorne, like Battle Mountain, like Ely, Carson City, Reno, Sparks. We are everywhere across this state. And joining us, Tim Phillips, president of the national president of Americans for Prosperity. It's not often we get to have him in studio. So
it's
great
to be here.
So we extend him out. I want to ask you about working with a new president. You've worked with a bunch of different presidents.
Right.
You've agreed with them. You've disagreed with them. What's it like dealing with the current president, President Trump, who even people that like him, like me, end up scratching our heads occasionally?
Well, I can tell you on tax reform, it was the most productive, workmanlike process. So they called us in February of 2017. We met with Gary Cohen, then the economic advisor, and then the head of their legislative affairs team. Within a couple of weeks, we met with the president. It was a workmanlike process. I mean, hey, here's what we're trying to get, lower rate. We walked through our principles. They told us there. We went back and forth. It was a workmanlike process. It really was. And then on healthcare, we didn't agree, but we met with them. We explained why we thought it was, you know, an enormous mistake not to just do a full repeal of Obamacare, just end it, cut the cord and move on and find better solutions on healthcare. They disagreed. By the way, we disagree with Ryan and McConnell too. We had a long series of, tough meetings with all those guys, because that was the biggest failure of 2017, was the failure to repeal Obamacare. They should have just done that. They had promised it. Just keep your word. But even then, it wasn't personal. And it's given us a basis for a working relationship. We don't get involved in all the personal stuff, all the tweets and the back and forth, day-to-day lobbying of mortar grenades, back and forth. That's just not what we do. And maybe because we don't do that, we have a pretty productive relationship. Even on tariffs where we disagree, we've been able to walk through, explain why we think they're a bad idea, why they hurt American consumers and hurt our nation's prosperity, undercut the tax cuts. We've been able to have a civil discussion about it with them and with folks in administration.
And one might assume, well, at some point they'll just toss you to the curb and you'll lose a seat at the table. But you still have a seat at the table on all of these issues, even the ones you disagree with?
Yeah, we do. And I think about criminal justice reform. Now, that's an issue that, the incarceration rate in this country is through the roof. It costs billions of dollars, way too expensive. And then you have recidivism, where people just go back there. We want to see criminal justice reform that genuinely, for nonviolent offenders, changes the way we address them. And we met with the administration early on, and I think there's a chance this summer to get what will be groundbreaking criminal justice reform that actually makes us safer, that saves billions of dollars, and more importantly, frankly, it helps people get their lives on track. The national leader on criminal justice reform, it's not some blue state, it's Texas. Texas has closed 4 prisons. They've saved, I think it's $4 billion on incarceration rates, and crime rates in Texas down. And they're lowering recidivism rates for folks. It's a revolving door back into prison. We have good market-based conservative approaches that help people improve their lives. And I'm telling you, keep an eye on that one. People say, they're not going to get anything else done this year.
It's an election year, midterms.
I get all that.
But you're saying that something could happen this summer.
I think that's going to get done this summer. And the Trump folks have been good. The guy who's been a leader on it is Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law. He's been a leader on it. His father went to prison. He has a passion for that issue. And I'm telling you, I believe that issue is going to get done. It'll have some Democrat support, but it'll have broad Republican support as well. And it'll help people improve their lives, and it'll save a lot of money for taxpayers. But that's one thing I think we're going to get done that people aren't thinking about. And then the Republicans have a chance. They're talking about doing rescission. We've been talking about that a little bit off air. That omnibus bill that was so terrible, $1.3 trillion, the president has said, maybe we should go back and use rescission. It's a simple majority in both chambers to do that. You don't need 60 votes in the Senate. Straight majority. Let's get rid of some of the most egregious spending. This balanced budget amendment vote, hogwash.
And it was hogwash. Party line.
But if you're a Republican and you voted for the $1.3 billion omnibus bill, and then you turn around 3 weeks later and go, but I'm for a balanced budget amendment, that's what people don't like about Washington, right? The hypocrisy, the thinking they're getting away with that stuff. Let's do it differently. So we're urging them to use rescission. Go back and get rid of some of these most egregious spending they just passed a few weeks ago.
I know that AFP has been very active in media, paid media.
Yeah.
You've run ads on this show and other shows
for years.
Are you going to continue to do that? Will we hear ads in the next election cycle that say, call a candidate XYZ, ask him about such and such? Will you continue to be activist in that area?
Yes. We have publicly said this is the largest effort for 2017-18, this two-year period that we're in, this cycle. It's the largest effort we've ever undertaken in politics and policy. So we absolutely will be doing that. It'll be both state and federal issue-based, and it'll be occasionally talking about individual candidates, the good and the bad there in them, but we absolutely are continuing to do that.
How do you walk that fine line between just regular activism and education, letting people know what a candidate's record is, and being partisan?
Well, the
What can you say? What can't you say?
Right. We can actually expressly advocate the election or defeat of individual candidates with a percentage of our budget. That is absolutely allowable under the law. And we sometimes do that. We've done that here in Nevada occasion where we've said, hey, that candidate, you know, Harry Reid, for example, that guy on these issues was terrible. Shouldn't be doing that. You know, and so we back in the old days, 2010, back in the old days. So we can do that with a portion of our budget. We occasionally do that. We typically do not endorse candidates, though. Say, that's the one we like, we're endorsing them. Instead, we try to promote the fact that they're right on individual policies and thank them for that. And that may sound like a distinction without a difference. We just prefer it that way. We would rather not be in the business of you know, hugging a candidate, because then when they do something wrong on an issue, it's harder, I think, to say, you're wrong on that. Don't do that. You're wrong. So we try to make it based on a series of policies that they've undertaken.
Final couple of minutes. I want to talk about Congress because it's something that, you know, we send 535 members of Congress to Washington every year. And yet something happens when they get to Washington.
Yeah, I've seen it for years.
Okay. So how do we fix it? How do we break that cycle of inaction? How do we fix what's broken in the swamp?
First of all, our thought is we do it by not simply becoming an appendage of any political party. The moment that you say, we're going to support whoever this party puts up as an outside group, your ability to genuinely hold them accountable goes to zero. It just does. And so our job, Ill Americans for Prosperity and Libre and Concerned Veterans, the groups within our network, is to genuinely make it a policy by policy point with these politicians. But I'll tell you this. We mentioned some of the good things Republicans did in 2017, but I think they've got big problems this year, partly because they have failed epically on some big issues. Obamacare, they should have repealed that thing. Now, they did get rid of the individual mandate, and that was important. It really was. That's a
game changer.
It was a fine that, 13 million Americans, by the way, 74% of the people paying that fine make under 50 grand a year. It was hitting poor people, or at least people who were struggling and people who were middle class folks and lower who were struggling. That's who had to pay that darned Obamacare fines. That was a big deal. But that, and then their failure to control spending, I'm telling you, that is something that I do believe is going to haunt them. Now, they have a chance to fix it, but they've got to act decisively to do it.
Paul Ryan is stepping down as Speaker. And one of the things that a lot of people are asking is, should he get out now? Should he get out somewhere down the road? Should he wait as he wants to do until January? Or should we get Kevin McCarthy or Steve Scalise or somebody else that we don't even know about and get him in that place?
We don't have a view on it. We really don't. We look at the caucus and individual members, and it's up to them to do whatever they're going to do. And we take the Speaker at his word when he said, you know, he wants to be with his family. I know he has young children. So that's up to them. That's more of an internal matter.
Is it your view that Congress can be fixed? That by sending the right people, for instance, to Washington, that we can fix what's wrong with Congress?
I think that they...
But believe it or not, their approval rating is lower than the president's.
Well, their approval rating is lower than pretty much used car salesman and you know, insurance salesman, right? And by the way, my dad sold insurance, so that's a good profession. Nothing wrong with it. But I think the only way you fix Congress is to have powerful outside organizations and grassroots individuals who are there year in, year out, holding them accountable. Because I have seen really good men and women go to Washington in the 80s and 90s and early 2000s with every good intention, and over time they just get beaten down. Or they get sucked into the world of, you know, free stuff, right? Getting to go on cool international trips that somebody else pays for, right? I mean, it's cool. Who doesn't want to go to, you know, on taxpayer expense to Paris for a fact-finding mission? They get sucked into that over the long term. And I'm telling you, the only way to stop that is for them to know that if they do that, it's going to be exposed, and they're going to be either talk radio, folks like you, or organizations like us or other groups out there that are going to call them on it and hold them accountable. I think that's the only way. Even the best people I've watched over the years, if they stay there long enough, lose their way. They just do. I mean, for every... I'm trying to think of someone right now. No one's even coming to mind who's a paragon of virtue. I mean, they're not. The only way to do it is to have powerful, you know, accountability measures to hold them accountable. I've been married 33 years. My wife says that I still need to be held accountable and that she's the one to do it, right? And so she does it. So even good guys, even good politicians, and there are some, they need to be held accountable. That's our job. It's talk radio's job. It's your job. You do it. It's our job at Americans for Prosperity. The folks listening today, it's their job too, because left to their own devices, folks are going to drift off the reservation, especially when they go to a place like Washington, D.C.
Okay, this afternoon, 3 o'clock.
Love to have folks
public,
come out.
Public is invited.
Absolutely. Come on by. 3 o'clock, it's 2880 Meade Avenue. 2880 Meade Avenue. Meet and greet. We'll probably have a little food there, maybe some
you guys
munchies.
Always
who
have
knows?
Food. So, you guys lead the league in food, in pizza boxes.
An army marches on his stomach. That Napoleon was right, okay?
No, that is so true. Tim, thanks for coming in. Next time you're in town, we'll have you back.
Always good to see you.
That's Tim Phillips. He's the president of Americans for Prosperity.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
My name is Marcos Lopez, and I'm with Generation Opportunity, a grassroots advocacy group for limited government and economic freedom. Today, I want to talk about an attack on justice and basic freedom. Our Fourth Amendment says that the right of people to be secure against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. But consider the case of the 22-year-old Joseph Rivers. In April 2015, he was on an LA-bound train chasing his Hollywood dream. In his bag, he had his life savings, $16,000 in cash. A DEA agent boarded the train and asked where the passengers were headed. Then the agent asked to search Joseph's bag. Joseph complied. There were no drugs, guns, or evidence of wrongdoing, but the agent suspected the cash was drug money and took it. Was that a reasonable seizure? It was legal because of a practice known as civil asset forfeiture. It allows law enforcement to take cash or property if they suspect it was involved in a crime. There was no due process. Without ever filing criminal charges or obtaining a conviction, U.S. law enforcement can keep a presumably innocent citizen's property. In 2014, government seized more private property than burglars stole. Civil asset forfeiture goes against American traditions of justice. To protect our rights, Nevada must pass common sense reform, so police can't take property without a criminal conviction and local departments can't benefit from the property they seize. The battle-born state must take a stand. Please contact your local representatives today.
Coming up. One of the things I love is something Tim Phillips talked about is holding people accountable. We'll do that coming up next. Live and local now.
They got Tesla. We got Faraday. We need a governor who will create high-tech, high-paid jobs and build schools that will educate our kids, not a $2 billion taxpayer-funded stadium. I get it.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
My name is Dustin Coney. I'm the owner of Mr. Coney's Barbershop, and I'm a proud client of City National Bank. My grandfather was a barber, grew up in his shop, sweeping the floors. Being a barber is more than just somebody that's cutting hair. You are a friend, you're a brother, you're a neighbor, and that's what inspired me to get into it. I was referred to City National by Gina McAllister. She is somebody that I trust with my entire business.
When Dustin came to me as a new business owner, I knew referring him to City National Bank would be a good idea because I knew they would take care of him.
It was important to be with people that I know care about me and my success and offer products and services that will help my business reach its long-term goals. I see Mr. Coney's being in every city in the United States of America. I see products, I see hair salons, I see everything. And I know as my business grows, my relationship with City National will grow.
The people you trust, trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's Meowijuana.com. Meowawana.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. I know you have a busy life with lots of activities that may keep you from your radio or smartphone between 9 and noon. That's why we've created Live and Local Now on demand. You miss an interview? You want to hear my take on a current hot button issue? Then Live and Local Now on demand is where you want to be. Check it out on our website, KevinWallRadio.com. It's user-friendly and it's free. Try it out now. Go to KevinWallRadio.com.
In 1776, men and women said no to the swamp and chose independence. 2018 is no different. Insiders want to buy, not elect our government. Dan Schwartz won't take their money. He believes in you, the voters, not billionaires and their lobbyists.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is Live and Local Now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. I love Tim Phillips. Smart guy. And he travels. Man, he travels like 3 days a week. He's out on the road. He was in Florida earlier this week. He's out here in Nevada. And I love guys that go beyond party loyalty. They have core values and they stick to them. Doesn't matter. I promised we would... get to Geraldo Rivera, and a lot of people have expressed anger about the way the New York state prosecutor went after Michael Cohen and the raid of his office and his home and his hotel room, and that it was... It was just uncalled for. I want you to hear real quick, Geraldo Rivera. He was on Fox News Channel last night, and his anger, and how he understands Trump's anger after the raid on Michael Cohen's office.
People describe the president as being extraordinarily angry. Mm-hmm. I mean, the dude's got a right. I mean, you cannot understate how absolutely beyond the pale this raid on Michael Cohen's office was. By the Southern District of New York, when they absolutely flagrantly trampled on the lawyer-client privilege to bust into that office and take everything, savage everything,
phone out of his hand.
I mean, it was something that it was so unprecedented. Did they try, for example, what 99% of prosecutors do in this circumstance, a subpoena? Mm-hmm. Or was that considered too benign, not punitive enough? Because you cannot say that the seizure of all of this evidence from the president's personal lawyer was not punitive. This was designed to create, whether it was designed or not, the perhaps unintended consequence of what they did at Michael Cohen's office was that the whole nation now is looking at this as a declaration that the feds all believe crimes were committed. They believe the president is implicated in those crimes, and that the inevitable destination here is impeachment of this president.
Needless to say, he's kind of fired up. Yeah, Geraldo Rivera, and by the way, I've worked with Geraldo many, many, many times on Fox News Channel, News Radio, and he's been a guest. And in fact, I think I've been a guest on his shows, his radio shows over the years. Good guy. You may agree with him. There are times I agree with him. There are times I don't agree with him. In fact, there's a lot of stuff that he and I would disagree with. But he used to come down to the studio. When I was filling in on Fox News Channel, on Fox News Radio, and he'd sit there, and then he'd get on the horn during the commercials and start talking to me. I was like, "Why is he doing this? What did I do to deserve this?" Coming up in our next hour, just want to let you know, kind of a look at the roadmap. We're going to be joined by Rico Aller, the owner of Dry Supply. He is a California refugee. Yes. Yes. In fact, he was a member of the legislature for like 6 or 8 years in the People's Republic of California. This guy knows California better than just about anybody out there.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
I'm Craig Mueller, Republican candidate for Attorney General. As I've traveled across all parts of this great state over the last few months, it has become clear to me Nevadans are fed up. They are fed up with being controlled by their government through decree instead of governed by them through consent. They are fed up with over 86% of land controlled by unelected federal bureaucrats who live 2,300 miles away in Washington. They are fed up with seeing the Constitution and our state laws ignored, not enforced. Well, I'm fed up too. That's why I'm running to be your next Attorney General. And when elected, I will file suit against the Bureau of Land Management to get them out of Nevada. Whenever the federal government oversteps its authority, I will push back. I will serve Nevada and the U.S. Constitutions and the people of Nevada, not special interests. But I can't do it without your help. Please go to Craig4Nevada.com to learn more about me and how you can support my race. That's Craig4Nevada.com.
We will take you to Carson City and Dry Supply and my buddy Rico Aller coming up next. It is Friday, the beginning of the weekend, and nobody is happier about that than I am. Stick around. We got a lot to do, live and local, now.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764. And take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.